Panthers Radio in association with Cyanomics, joined by JC Brassard. JC, going to talk about the testimonial in a moment, but let's go back to Saturday in Dundee. How fun was the overtime winner for you?
Oh, that was a blast. I mean, obviously, it's great to get the win for the team, but it's nice to be the guy that puts the puck in the net. So it felt really good, and you know, hopefully it's sending the boys in the right direction for the rest of the season here.
And correct my memory if I'm wrong, you hit the bar, didn't you, moments earlier?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, by the video, it looks like I thought it went in, but I don't think it did. But it was nice to get a second chance at it, and Levin's made a great pass, and I was just lucky enough to put it in the net.
After a few defeats in a row, how big was that victory in the character? Because you led three times, then you had to come from behind. How much character do you think it showed in the team?
It definitely showed some great improvements. I mean, there's been times early on in the season we get down and it kind of seems like, you know, everyone's deflated. But it was nice to see that the boys, you know, kept the energy up, kept the level of play high. And it was nice to send Mizey off into his testimonial with a victory.
Talk about that testimonial. What was it like to play with, you know, legends that have played for this club?
Oh, it was awesome. And I mean, it's always fun to, you know, get to talk to those guys and to see what it was like back in the day. And obviously, it's great to see that a lot of them still have it and they're still pretty damn good and they still have their, you know, competitive edge. And it was great meeting all those guys. And it was a nice day for Matthew, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Talking of legends, of course, one of them's come back to coach, and you've been under him now for a week or so. What's it like with Corey Nielsen?
I've been loving it so far. I mean, it was, you know, it was unfortunate things didn't work out at the beginning of the year. It's nice to have Corey in here now. He, you know, really took command of the ship and is sailing us in the right direction. And I mean, I like the system that we're playing. It's obviously taken a little bit of time to readjust and to learn all the systems and the terminology, but I think we're heading in the right direction. We had a great captain, great coach, and I think we'll do well this year.
Just two questions to end. First of all, Manchester on Saturday. It's a very different rink to here. What are the different challenges you'll face on Saturday?
A lot less time to make plays. I mean, obviously it's very small and it's dark. So, I mean, we just gotta be ready, gotta be focused coming in from the start and shoot everything. That's the important part.
And just finally, on Sunday, you've had a few reverses at home. I wonder how important you see is turning that home form around, because you went on that run where the crowd were really behind you, three wins in a row. When you get this crowd on your side and bouncing, I guess there's no better place to be.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it helps a lot when the crowd is on your side. And it helps a lot, you know, when they're cheering and they're making noise and, you know, keeping the other team in their place a little bit. And I mean, obviously, we got to do our part, but it is very helpful when the crowd is on our side, and we like it a lot.
Good luck for the weekend.
Thanks, Chris.